Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Full Press Minnesota Wild Podcast. I am still your host, Joe Tillery. We got a big one tonight. We've got the Dallas Stars taking on the Minnesota Wild at 7:30 tonight in a game that Minnesota desperately needs. We need a get-right game so bad. And unfortunately, it has to come from the team that's sitting in first place in their conference. This is going to be a tough one. I'm really hoping that the Wild can get something going. If you listened to yesterday's episode, I ended up featuring some different fan reactions from the previous game from Twitter, and it was actually really, really enjoyable. I got some great feedback on that. So today's episode, it's going to be a little bit of pregame here about the Stars game, and then it's also going to dive into some fan reactions and different topics about the Wild and what we need to do to improve. Obviously, it's Twitter, so you're going to get a little bit of a plethora of ideas and concepts, but I think that it's probably smart that we start by talking a little bit about the Dallas Stars and where they've been this season. The Stars are leading the Central Division, and they've got us by a chunk of points. I mean, they've been beating up on everybody this season, and it's all thanks to their offense. I mean, they've got some of the best goal scorers in the entire NHL, and Minnesota really, really needs this win. It's never a must-win game. I don't want to say it's a must-win game until it is, but Minnesota has looked bad lately. I mean, it's no secret. If you've been watching the games, you've seen what they've been dealing with. It's not been great. It's been lack of offensive efficiency, lack of defense, goal scoring left and right for the other teams. We just haven't looked right. We haven't looked right at all. And unfortunately, we have to get back on track against the Dallas Stars. It's going to be a little bit tough. Now, we did play this team a couple of weeks ago. It wasn't great for Minnesota Wild fans, if you remember that game. So the Stars and the Wild played on February 8th, and that game actually was a 4-1 win, which is unfortunately a pretty familiar scoreline for Wild fans this season. The Wild dropped another one 4-1 against the Stars, where the Stars just did whatever they wanted on the ice. And it didn't really start the bad stretch. It was kind of still happening for Minnesota. I mean, after the All-Star break, we've just been in trouble. I mean, the team has looked different since the All-Star break. Guys kind of got comfortable, and we haven't seen much since. Let's talk a little bit about that first game. Joel Eriksson-Ek was the only player that actually scored for the Wild in that game, and the Stars went nuts. I mean, they had four different goal scorers. And at that point, the Wild just couldn't figure it out. I mean, nobody was playing great that game. It was Gus, which is a little bit concerning at this point, as I'm hoping that Gus is a goalie tonight. But Fleury also has that experience. You know, it's tough to say that you don't want Fleury out there. Although, I'll tell you what, Twitter was pretty vocal that they don't want to see Marc-Andre Fleury maybe ever in a Wild jersey ever again. I disagree with that, but I think that maybe his veteran presence tonight could be helpful on the ice because the Stars get going early. I mean, they really do. And it's not a good look for Minnesota when the only guys that can score are either Matt Boldy or Kirill Kaprizov. I mean, if we can't get something going outside of those guys, we're going to be in trouble in this one. Now, something slightly encouraging for our team and our chances here. The Stars are on a two-game losing streak, which is one of the... This is the crazy part. This is one of their biggest losing streaks all season. It's been two games. So that's a little concerning. But nonetheless, they did lose 3-2 to Boston last night in overtime. Then they lost to Tampa Bay the game before that, 3-1. I mean, it's good to see that the Stars have that ability to only score one or two goals because it feels like they've been lighting it up all season long. I mean, there's been times when they've scored upwards of four or five goals consistently. But hopefully tonight is not one of those nights. I'm hoping to see that the Wild can actually establish something, get things going. I think the difference maker in this game is going to come down to that goalie selection. And I don't mean to say that they're going to be the reason we lose or we don't lose, but I don't know who you go with here. Fleury has given up a little bit more goals than Gus, but Gus had a pretty bad outing the last time the Stars came to town. And I'm a little bit nervous about it. I don't know what to expect. I don't know if it's going to be Fleury or Gus. I would love to hear what you guys think. As far as the Wild goes, this feels like the get-right game. This has to be the get-right game. You know, teams and franchises go through this every season where there's a slump and you slide out of the playoff picture and you have to figure it out. You have to figure out what's going on the ice. And unfortunately for the Wild, we have not found that out yet. Hopefully, the coaching staff and different people are going to work through this. I'm interested to see how we handle it. It's been a chunk of adversity this season. And if nothing else, the adversity sets up for a really good playoff team if we can get to that spot. You know, once you get all the kinks rounded out early in the season, it helps to go forward here. I mean, it's been such a long season already. The team's already had so many ups and downs. But we have to figure this out. It's high time that the Wild get right and get a nice win. I'd like to come back on Monday and talk about a couple of good wins here. I don't want to just keep, you know, talking about the negative issues of what's going to continue to happen for the Wild. That being said, let's go ahead and get into some of your fan reactions on Twitter. Now, I'm not going to lie to you guys. There's been some slander for Marc-Andre Fleury. I mean, that is just the general consistency across all Twitter. I'll read them to you here. And in general, let me also say there's been a lot of just Minnesota hate in general. So this first tweet comes from at ShoeMW from Twitter. Shout out, Shoe. Shoe says, the mediocrity of the Minnesota Wild, something you can set your watch by. What a beautiful tweet. That is painful to hear. We are that team. We are that mediocre. That it's a consistent thing you have to deal with on a daily basis. I don't like to share those tweets because I like to get you guys fired up or riled up or whatever. I just think it's entertaining to see how the community is reacting to the team. It also adds some level of community in here because I think that some of the people watching the show will get a kick out of this. So that is the first one we're dealing with here. I'm not going to disagree with that. They've been pretty terrible the last couple of games. But, you know, there's still hope, man. You know, it's better to be optimistic in life. I'm all here for it. I don't need to set my watch by it. Next here. This tweet actually comes in response to our 3-2 loss to the Avalanche. It was a good game, but it wasn't where it needed to be. So this guy tweets, this is from Degrassi Season 4. Shout out Degrassi, shout out Drake. Minnesota Wild hockey be like, 40 shots on goal, highlight reel goal from Kirill, Zucky 2-point night, Revo yells at the scariest defenseman on the other team, 5 power plays, and the Wild lose 4-1. Hate to say it, but that's been pretty on-brand this season. Yeah, that checks out. I mean, Zuccarello had a great night. Kirill Kaprizov always seems to be lighting up the highlight reel. But it doesn't ever really generate any wins, so that's kind of been an issue. I mean, it does, but it hasn't as of late. And this is something that I wanted to talk about on the podcast. Fleury has been getting torn up. And I don't know that I agree with it, but he has been having a bit of a slump here that people are reacting this way. But the first one comes from Skullbros. The Minnesota Wild looked great tonight and lost because of an old, washed-up goalie. It's time to make Filip Gustavsson the starter from here on out. Now, a lot of times I try to defend guys because I'm like, that's a terrible take because it's so angry or it's just dunking on somebody. I don't know. I think there's a lot of merit to what he's saying. I don't think that Gus should be immediately expected to start in every single game because he has struggled. I mean, the track record against the Stars hasn't been great, so I wouldn't be surprised if they go with Fleury tonight. And Fleury still has some game in him. I mean, he's NHL champion. He's been a success story for a lot of different franchises. I think there's still value out of Fleury, but I could potentially see something coming down the line in terms of the trade deadline on March 3rd. I don't know who he'd target, but I could see Fleury being wrapped up in a package deal. But it's going to depend on how this program feels about it. I don't know what's happening inside the building. That's just my guess, is that I think something will come down the pipeline. It's tough to have two goalies, you know what I mean? It's like a starting quarterback battle in the NFL. You got to figure out who's leading the offense. You got to figure out who's leading the charge. Next up, this one's a little bit more intense. This one's from MN Viper. I'm assuming that's Minnesota Viper. This guy tweets and says, Fleury is complete trash in all caps. 2 weak, explicit word, goals. 3 goals allowed on 9 shots. This team plays with absolutely no heart. 97 is the only player worth watching and actually acts like he gives a damn. I mean, he's not wrong. He is a little bit. I actually do enjoy watching a lot of players on the ice. You know, Brandon Duhaime is a star. He's a good player. There's guys on the ice that I care about watching. Jake Middleton has been awesome. It just hasn't resulted into many highlights. That's the issue. I mean, there's guys I care about watching on this team. I like seeing Boldy, seeing him get his first career fight. That was kind of cool to watch as a fan. You know, there's people I want to root for on this team, but I don't disagree with the message of where he's at. I think that he's coming from that place of, hey, fresh off a loss here, we hate Fleury type area. I don't agree with that, but that's just, you know, that's what the people are saying. This one comes from Osen's 11. Shout out Brennan Osen. Not sure what's uglier, the Minnesota Wild or the new driver's license photo I took today. Now, I don't know what your photo looks like, but that's probably a safe bet. I mean, a lot of people's driver photos don't turn out great. I mean, you know, you keep the wrong clothes on, you get the wrong look, and that's kind of where the Minnesota Wild are at. We are in the wrong spot right now. There's a couple more I wanted to talk about. Nothing too crazy, but just a couple of interesting stats for you. This one comes from Dmitry Filipovich here. This is an interesting stat. I couldn't believe this when I was reading it. It's been 206 minutes and 41 seconds. That's a lot. Think about it. Of game time since the last time the Minnesota Wild scored a goal without Kirill Kaprizov on the ice. How are we doing that? And to break it down a little further, it's been since the third period of the Coyotes game, which was 6 games ago. That's crazy. Nobody scored without Kaprizov on the ice since then. That's crazy. We cannot be this one-dimensional. That's something that blew my mind reading through that stat. And I'm assuming it's blowing yours too, because that is a gnarly thing to hear. We got a little bit of a quote here from Matt Zuccarello after the game, speaking and says, it's hard to play a better game than we did today. That's a tough loss. We have to dig deep. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of just the reporter cliche of what you want to hear. Hey, we got to work harder. It's a team sport. This guy responds to it. It's a good thing they don't measure your ability like the PGA Tour towards a lot of the Minnesota Wild forwards. A lot of them would have lost their card by now. I don't think sporting conferences should measure your level of talent, because there's guys like, you know, in terms of Minnesota stuff, guys like Adam Thielen, who are never that talented on paper coming into the league, and they go on to have incredible careers. I get the idea, and it's kind of a funny concept, but yeah, I think the Wild will figure it out. I really do. Tonight's going to be a tough task. I don't know what's going to happen, but my prediction here, you know, I'm going to go optimistic. Whenever I root against myself, I lose in my mind, okay? We are winners here. This city is winners. This is what we're going with. Give me a 4-2 win, okay, over the Dallas Stars. I think Marc-Andre Fleury starts at goal, and I think today is his redemption arc. This is where it starts. 4-2 win, the Minnesota Wild move on and get a massive win over the Dallas Stars. Let me know what you think. That's how I feel about tonight. If you listen to today's episode, thank you so much for listening. I'm so grateful for every day I get to host this podcast. It's been awesome getting to connect with you guys. If you're interested to continue the conversation, go ahead and follow me on Twitter. That's at @Tillery_Joe, talking all things Minnesota Wild and anything else you can think of. Let me know. If you want to be featured in the tweet segment here, go ahead and toss something out. Tag me if you want. That'd be awesome. I'd love to see your reactions to it. Other than that, guys, I am so grateful for you spending today with me. Thank you so much. We've got a big one tonight. Stars versus Wild. Who is going to show up?